get one person out of it, not necessarily. There's more demand, but it gives you something to do with the future farmers. Hitting the future farmers is worth the demand. If we're looking for you,
I'll tell you the one thing about that call. The reason I had to make it, I had a call talking to Mansfield last night. I called him after $100 death. I said, Mike, I said, I'd like to come down to the Senate for memorial service. You could have some of those people about me. I said, until much later. But he said, you know, Mr. President, I would strongly recommend that you might go to the funeral. I said, you might go to the government. Dick Russell was also president for a camp guy. He went there. He said, I would recommend that, he said, because I would be very helpful to you in the political center. Go and be able to be on the back. See what I mean? Now, we all know funerals are a total loser and a pain in the ass. But it occurred to me that it's a good way to get south and to get to Louisiana.
Well, there's absolutely no problem in doing it. The reason I said we had to check this is I didn't know whether you were looking for an excuse or not.
But I was thinking that I can do it, and it's a good way to accomplish, come at me, right? A good way to accomplish the goal of going south,
right?
So if you, what I'd like to do,
the problem is you can't get any acclimation. You won't get any acclimation.
I don't care. Or you get some. It's okay, it helps crowds. We're talking about health insurance. So what I would like to do is you arrange it this way. I would like you to have somebody call up and tell our people here, get one of them to call Mike's office and tell him that I am going, that I will be going. I want to have go on my plane. It's not like, let's try to avoid talking, because Oliver wasn't married. I will go with myself and go to stag. And then I want on my plane. I don't want to stab this time, you know what I mean? I don't accept, how's that? Load the damn thing, you know what I mean? It's, I'll just use it for the purpose of, you know, yakking with these guys, which I seldom do. That's another thing.
Is he okay? Both sides?
Well,
first leadership, is that what you're loaded with?
Senate and House. I mean, then first you've got to pick up from the House. The Louisiana Times. In other words, Hale Box. Not the whole delegation, but Hale Box, Eddie Abair. So you realize this is what I have in mind here. You've got some powerful people in
there. Yeah, right.
Russell Long, of course. Russell Long, incidentally, should be called, and Eddie Abair, and informed, and then Box. And being invited to go on our plane, and then I'll be going right down and coming right back. Mike Mansfield, of course, should go there. Whatever Senate leadership is going to go, they should go in my plane. Senate leadership, the Louisiana top leaders. Oh, Otto Paston was from Louisiana. Right. He was in Truly a Murder Drill, their most important people.
It's all our people, sir.
Yeah. Well, the people we need to do the
Venice to deal with the
money. So let's just do a 2-hour ride down, 2-hour ride back, an hour there. The airport's near a little town, and he was going to be in 100 miles from some place. And we'll just lay it off and get it announced.
this obligation.
Well, go away, I'm on him on there. You know, he's reapplying my, should we call him, and I had, Joe Wagner, he's Louisiana. See, there's another very good friend of ours, how he means.
You know, I'm going on Monday to Europe. That's a good cover.
Is your, I'm not sure it's Tuesday.
The meeting is Tuesday, I'm going Monday during the day.
So why don't you get that out of the way, and I'll talk to him.
All right.
Yeah.
I have to go to the British Embassy to I'm going to spend a day with him to try to ease wanderers and to close the teeth of some of the people that.
You can tell him one thing, certainly not a pleasure. He's a president, he's resisted enormous political pressures to get this damn Irish problem.
Failing, which we'll know in two or three more sessions, we should break off about the middle of September and say we'll resume on November 9th or something like
that. But that's the position if we ever break off.
Of a great record.
Not a great, just a record. We've got to be in a position to say the enemy obviously has been encouraged by the congressman, the opposition candidate, waiting for the back of the election. That's what my point is. Therefore, the Congress and the opposition candidate have torpedoed the chance to have a negotiation
that's,
now.
I agree. That's why I think, though, it's good to have some mystery now and not give the other guys. I'm really worried about Hanoi. We have them on their knees psychologically, and if they get the idea that we need it more than they do, they're going to go back to their brutal life. But we're not over the line yet. It's just if you give a press conference next week on television, I'd play it very cool.
Well, I think, yeah, that's true. I think, too, that they reached this total transcript. I'll see it right after I said that the enemy has...
No, the transcript
is not even negotiated. I said, no, I don't want to raise false hopes. I said, I'm not suggesting that there are chances, but I, you know what I mean? But that would... But anyway, be sure that we don't, that we, however, create the impression that it isn't the enemy that's tough, but that the goddamn Congress is making the enemy tough. We've got to have
that's what,
They got to be the devil.
I talked to three of these goddamn... Matthias, Stevens, and Cook.
Well, Stevens and Cook ought to be with
them. Our guys think I switched Stevens and Cook.
Well, they ought to be all right. Matthias will never be. He ought to be after what you think, that son of a bitch. But that cooks me. That cooks me, in my opinion. He and Percy are God, Henry.
Absolutely. I mean...
He isn't coming up for lunch.
Stevens, at least, is up for election.
Sure.
And I can understand it.
And Cook is an Iraq.
He said, give me an argument I can use. I said, first of all, let me tell you what I really think. I said, I'm not telling you these negotiations are going to succeed. I'm saying that I see nothing good that you can do with this amendment. You can only confuse the enemy. If you don't know...
Let's say, you know, if I'm using your document, I say exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
I said that it could at best confuse, at the worst, it could destroy.
Exactly.
That's the line.
Excellent.
You draw.
And I said that's a good thing. Secondly, I'm not asking you to endorse the president. You don't have to say you agree with everything we're doing. What you should say is this is not the time to have an amendment reserved. Your substantive position, if you were conducting the negotiations, maybe you'd do it differently.
Yeah.
That isn't the point, Cook said. Afterwards, he said he thinks he...
You know what I said to Albert today, Mr. Trey?
Hey, it was tremendously impressive.
He said what I said to him. I said, I'm not going to arm fish anything else. I'm not going to tell you that these negotiations. I said, Carl, I never misled you on negotiations. I said, that's great. Now let me tell you, Henry had 6.5 hours. I said, we still are far apart on the critical issue, and that is, will we turn them over, will we impose a communist government? I mean, that's what we're far apart, the political stuff. But let me say that because of the military situation in the South, because of the effect of our mining and everything in the North, I said, it would seem to me that this is the time they ought to negotiate. I said, under these circumstances, I say, you don't want to destroy the chancellor. Maybe it isn't very great. But I said, all I'm asking, give us some time. I said, 3 months from now, then you can tear hell out of us. Or in the election, you can tear hell out of us. But give us some time. We need some time.
But these are pretty decent guys, Fox and Al Sure,
on this issue. But I think if you could say, give us some time. I said, look, you guys have got to vote for it. I said, if you give us the time, and we fail, you can say, well, we were responsible. But I said, if you don't give us time, I said, the record will have to come out, Carl, that it was the irresponsibility of the Congress that may have destroyed the chance for us to succeed.
But now with Ellen, the funeral, we have put the vote off from Monday. Already before the funeral, I got Timmons to put the vote off from Monday to Wednesday. On Tuesday, the news will come that I'm in Paris again.
Well,
on Wednesday, we can go to work with on them again. And
well, Henry, you have done that. Your energy down here has been unbelievable. I mean, the fact that we're still alive after 3.5 years is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know how really good it is. But get back to this, to Heron. He is really pissed off. What are the issues? Is Europe worries him the most?
Well, Europe, Greece. He says he's everything, every time he opens his mouth, he does something wrong. He says he's stupid, he's unfit to be president. Oh,
he would. What's he say?
And Alice Longworth, of course, is egging him on, but now he and Joe Alsop are great pals. And, he said.
And on Vietnam, the interesting thing is, he said, Harold's not courageous to withdraw, is he?
Yeah. He wants us to replace you, but he doesn't want that.
I know, but he knows that a withdrawal is a difficulty with their position. A withdrawal for prisoners. First of all, the other thing is,
they won't accept it.
But a withdrawal for prisoners doesn't replace you. A withdrawal for prisoners is totally a bug out. A bug out. And Harriman knows that, doesn't he?
That's right.
And also, you know, the most important point he raised that I haven't heard you raise before. Except in another way, you raised the point but not made the term. I hope you get it in your next meeting. The fact that he said that if we have a withdrawal, if we withdraw,
if then
they raise the price, raise the ante. And he says it'll be blackmail, didn't he use that term?
Right.
Oh, isn't that
he said it will be the biggest blackmail bill anyone has ever to pay. I better go to the British Embassy already.
All right. Oh, yeah.